This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha has resumed discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget in Parliament on the 1st of this month. Participating in the discussion, Arun Bharti of LJPR has described the Union Budget as a budget for the nation's development. He termed it as a visionary and inclusive budget, saying it will lay the foundation of achieving the goal of a developed India by 2047. He said the Union Budget strengthens the MSME sector and promotes manufacturing. Mr. Bharti said the centre has given priority to Bihar, stating that financial assistance to the state, which stood at around 3 lakh crore rupees between 2004 and 2014, has been increased threefold to 9 lakh crore rupees during 2014 to 2024. Sudhir Gupta of BJP hailed the Union Budget, saying that it will fulfil the vision of making India a developed nation by 2047. Earlier, the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 was introduced in the Lok Sabha. Union Minister of Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandavia, introduced the bill in the House during 0 hour. The Rajya Sabha took up 0 hour when the House assembled for the day for proceedings. Members from different political parties raised issues of urgent importance with permission of Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan. The Lok Sabha Secretariat has identified certain shortcomings in the notice of no confidence motion submitted by opposition MPs seeking removal of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. According to Lok Sabha sources, in the notice, opposition parties had made references about the four incidents in February last year, and on the basis of it, the notice could have been rejected under the rules. However, Speaker Om Birla has directed the Secretariat to rectify the deficiencies in the notice and proceed in accordance with established procedures. He has also ordered prompt action in the matter as per the rules. Sources said the notice will be listed after the commencement of the second phase of the budget session. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the centre has allocated a record railway budget of 14,205 crore rupees for West Bengal in the Union Budget 2026-27. He said that during the UPA regime between 2009 to 2014, the railway budget for the state was only 4,300 crore rupees. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Vaishnav informed that railway projects in West Bengal require 4,662 hectares of land, out of which only 27% has been acquired so far. The minister said there are several railway projects in the state where the process of land acquisition has not begun yet. The domestic solar module manufacturing capacity in the country has reached 144 gigawatt. Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi stated this while replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha. Mr. Joshi said earlier the solar power generation was only 6 to 7 gigawatt, and now with the enhanced capacity, the country is in a position to export it. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi of using national security issues as a political tool in the House. Speaking to media, he said national security is an extremely important matter for the country and urged Mr. Gandhi to refrain from raising such issues in a manner for political gain.
Entire matter is before the people of the country. How a member in the parliament is trying to use a very sensitive matter through unfair means, a sensitive matter related to security, to be used as an instrument to drive a political mileage. It is very unfortunate. He himself should understand that he is an honorable member of the parliament. He owes certain responsibility to the people of this country. You have an obligation to maintain the decorum of the house and also to think about the interests of the nation.
Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading marginally down during afternoon trade today. The Sensex declined 114 points to 84,160, while the Nifty dipped 15 points to 25,920 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.